We're going to move into something different with number 17. You have to understand that this particular scripture, this sutra, is about the idealistic point of view of what it would mean to be a leader that is noble, virtuous, and what the idyllic kind of society would be like if ruled by people who did not rule. You must understand this in some way or another. It would be very hard for most people to get this. The reason our government is the way it is, the reason that we have difficulties politically and socially, is because we have no nobility. We do not promote nobility in our people, in the citizenship of this United States. And because it's all about greed and insecurity, about trying to find that unrequited within us and try to fill it up with worldly things we miss. Chuang Tzu was the great follower, the greatest student Lao Tzu ever had. We don't know much about him, but we know he followed Lao Tzu. He said, "Fishes are born in water. Man is born in Tao. If fish is born in water, seek the deep shadow of the pond and pool. All their needs are satisfied. If man, born in Tao, sinks into the deep shadow of non-action to forget aggression and concern, he lacks nothing in his life. His life is secure." That's not the way we operate here in the West. It is very important that you understand what it means to be noble. Being noble is something that you become when virtue, goodness, true goodness, is more important to you than what people think of you, than what your ego thinks of you. The word noble is defined as a personal quality of high principles and ideals. This is deeply important. We need to understand what principles and ideals we operate from, how we live day to day, moment to moment. Chuang Tzu taught us, "Those who are concerned with their lives make life unbearable for themselves and others. Even when they have what they want, they are still not happy. They want to accumulate even more." I know this well. I have students like this. They make everybody unhappy, unbearable, because they want to accumulate more. What is this accumulation? Why are they doing this? For the simple fact that they have not conquered the unrequited within them. They do not see the bigger picture. The human being is never satisfied. The human aspect of us is never complete. Hence, we need to be ruled. We need to be told what we can and cannot do, what we should and should not do. There are so many things that make us run amok. Emotion, passion. And the truth of the matter is, what we're looking for is that unrequited love that we think does not exist, or that we think we are unworthy of, or that we don't even know exists. There is no benevolence in the way we live. We live for the sake of gain over loss, good over bad, right over wrong. Our whole temperament is wrong. It is out of kilter with being in harmony with the Tao. And if you ask most people, even the ones who listen to my offerings here, what is the Tao? They have no idea. Because the Tao cannot be something you intellectually accept. It is not something that is a philosophy or a religion. And we're looking for patchwork. Well, maybe if I adopt this or don't do that, or maybe if I understand how to plug myself into right over wrong, good over bad, I'll feel better. No, you will not feel better. You will not change. Even when they have what they want, they are not happy, said Lao Tzu. No peace, he says, comes to the wealthy man, even if he owns mansions filled with gold and jewels. He must then guard his treasure against those who would steal it. Destruction follows such people. Yes. Hoarding, fearing, missing the whole point of life. I've been a teacher a long time, and I watch how students operate. They're really not students. They're attendees, people who think about the Tao now and then, or never. Remember that? Yes, the true student of the Tao, the true liver of the Tao, the true nobleness of the Tao is found in the person who finds virtue in goodness, finds solitude and solace in goodness. We do not think in those terms. We want to be prominent. Hence, we have a government, we live in a government that does nothing but reflect we the people. That's what number 17 is all about. There is no benevolence in our life. We have not chosen to be benevolent. The supreme rulers are hardly known by their subjects, says Lao Tzu. The lesser are loved and praised. The even lesser are feared. The least are despised. We want someone who will lead us, guide us, initiate legislation that will make us richer, easier. Our life easier, make us easier, take away the stress, the curse, as it were, of society. This is all because we have not overcome the major difficulty. We have not become noble. Our acts cannot be noble because we have no virtue, no benevolence for other people. Listen to what Chuang Tzu says. The sage moves through life, not caring about home or name, living simply, lacking the need for distinction. Others think of him as a fool, but he judges no one. His feet leave no prints. This is the perfect man. His boat is empty. We live in aggression, and we are concerned about those around us that we believe would take away what we have made, what we have accumulated. Supreme rulers are hardly known by their subjects because they do not rule them. They inspire them. They inspire benevolence, kindness, compassion, generosity, dirty words to people who are not of the ilk of love and who are caught in the trap of seeking some sort of reward for everything they do. They want to be distinguished against other people. Oh, this person is better than. In the West, we do not seek nobility. We seek success. Only in this success, where we are competing with others, do we find any sort of true meaning or gravitas. It is how we use our energies to compete, to be better than, to compensate for something about ourselves that we don't like. This is losing sight of the unrequited within us. We want to be acknowledged. We want to be important. We want to be worshipped, admired. So Lao Tzu talks about what would be the greatest kind of government. A government that the supreme rulers are hardly known by their subjects because they inspire them. They work in the background, making it possible for people to become noble. I have done this. I have taken my students and given them opportunities to be noble, to be benevolent. They never grasp it. Never. They are only interested in, well, what's in it for me if I do that? They just don't understand. Everything we do, every little thing we do, matters. How you live your life matters. What you give, how you give, the way you give, forgiveness, mercy, compassion to another person, this is deeply significant. You don't realize the energetics of your giving. We are constantly in the modality of giving at all times in our life. Forgiving, showing mercy, being mindful, thoughtful to another person, understanding the plight that they live in. And when we have the ability to help them with their plight, most people, my students, ignore it and say, well, that's their karma, that's their problem. This is the way America lives. Should we be surprised at the government that possesses us based on the lack of nobility and virtue? We the people, we're the ones that determine our government. The ones we elect are what we deserve. And it's all about self-preservation, isn't it? In the Tao, Lhasa Lhasa in number 17. This is what it would look like if the people were noble, if they were virtuous, if you could trust them. When you really think about the laws and the things that we have to live under, that are legislated, isn't it pathetic that basically they are about not cheating? The average person will cheat. They will lie and they will steal. They may not go out into the world and steal something overtly, but they will steal it in other ways, through subtle means, cunning means. And that will draw to them the kind of government you and I live in. A government where we have to be protected from ourselves. This doesn't work at all. No matter what, nothing works. If you're too severe in governing people, they resent you. If you're too, quote-unquote, noble and show compassion, they will take advantage of it. Look at the person you are. What are you ruled by? The supreme, the lesser, or the even lesser, or the least, as Lhasa talks about it? The lesser are loved and praised, but still they are not true leaders. Even lesser are those leaders who are feared, and at least are the ones that are despised. All these things are the makeup of our personality, our persona, our life. We don't want to realize any of this. Lhasa is saying you are governed either by your nobility or the fragileness of your self-hatred, your aggressions, the fear of aggression. I've worked with hundreds of people in the course of my career. Never found many that could understand the Tao, or would even appreciate what Lhasa is saying. These people live in a very small box, a very small mind, a mind that is calculating and cunning, always thinking about self-preservation and about personal success. This is all they think about. If you look deep within yourself, well, if you look in the shadow parts of yourself, the very shallow, you'll see all of this lives. It's predominant. Your fear of giving too much, of loving everyone as oneness. That's way beyond the mentality of the pedestrian thinker. We just don't get it. And we don't seek to get it. We don't mature. Maturity is in maturing into love, not into society, not into the culture of our society. We do very little to bring forth love in this world. Very little. And for this little that we don't bring forth, we create the need for rulers, government. There is no way we could live in this country with each other without being ruled. No way at all. You and I have to learn to operate in the three S's: simplicity, solitude, and silence. No peace comes to the wealthy man, for as Lhasa said, he will always want more. He fears letting go. That is the sad part of the whole effort in this world. The effort of living. I'd like to meditate with you. Your nobility. Are you a noble person? It would be beautiful if you could, coming to contact with the most beautiful and noble part of yourself. It is beyond the confines of the ego. It's the part you maybe are most frightened of, the part that is noble, generous, benevolent. Benevolence is the goodness that lives within us. So let's focus on that goodness. It is not an urge. It is not an emotion. It is not a passion. It is the true nature of yourself.